Osiris.
Powered by RootslandNation.com. We're your culture.
Because righteousness governs the world.
The Rootsland Podcast. Stories that are music to your ears.
In the early 1970s, the world woke up to a sound that had been rocking inner-city street dances and overcrowded tenement yards in Kingston, Jamaica. A music that captured the struggles, hopes, and resilience of a people, with its authentic portrayal of the gritty urban landscape where it was born. Roots reggae caught the attention of an international audience thanks to Jamaica's early musical pioneers like Desmond Dekker, Jimmy Cliff, Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer. The pulsating rhythms, socially conscious lyrics, and a hypnotic one-drop drum beat resonated with music lovers far beyond the island shores. As reggae music, Jamaican culture, and the Rastafarian lifestyle gained popularity, its influence rippled across the ocean, eventually washing up on the sun-drenched shores of California. The weather, the women, the weed. It was a marriage made in heaven. And after over half a century of matrimony, a love that has only grown stronger. I'm Henry Kay, host of the number one music history podcast, Rootsland. And I'm excited to announce our new show, Kingston to Cali, where we will trace reggae's remarkable journey from the ghettos of Kingston to the west coast of the USA and explore how the genre's spirituality, defiance, and positive vibration help this movement take hold. So pack your bags with your flip-flops and earbuds, and pack your bowls with your freshly ground kind bud. Rootsland will be hitting the road from the rolling red hills on the outskirts of Kingston, Jamaica, to the central coast of California's Monterey Bay, to broadcast live and direct from the California Roots Music and Arts Festival. On the way, we'll make a few pit stops, paying homage to those who helped plant reggae seeds in the fertile California soil. We'll explore how a Caribbean music, created by the descendants of West African slaves, cross-pollinated with rock, punk, hip-hop, and Cali's vibrant skate and surf culture, to evolve into a dominant force in reggae, an entire subculture known as Cali Roots. Bunny Wailer said, "What makes reggae so powerful is its ability to convey timeless human emotions and aspirations that everyone can relate to. The desire for peace, freedom, and a better life. That's why it's become a global language for the common people. And it's a language we speak fluent here at Rootsland. And it's why we believe that sometimes the story is the best song." Over the past few years, people are finally taking notice of something that's been bubbling under for over three decades. Reggae music made in the US of A. The 2021 Reggae Grammy went to the Arlington, Virginia-based band Soja for their album Beauty in Silence. The very next year, Scott Woodruff, a self-taught musician and frontman for Southern California's Stick Figure, became one of the rare American artists to topple Bob Marley off the number one position on the Billboard reggae charts. West Coast bands like Slightly Stupid and Revolution are perennial headliners on some of the most popular reggae tours anywhere in the world. And the California Roots Music and Arts Festival, which made its debut in 2010, has become one of the most influential and well-attended international reggae events, and has actually helped coin the term that best describes this musical, cultural, geographical phenomena known as Cali Roots. Like Bob Dylan said, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. And right now, if you're a reggae fan, that wind is coming from out west, off the Pacific. The slow and steady rise of U.S. reggae and Cali Roots is not without its critics. There are outspoken Jamaican musicians, influencers, and some in the Caribbean media who feel that this somehow represents an appropriation of the island's indigenous music. Always a valid point when discussing the evolution of any art form, especially one that's derived from inner city experiences and ghetto culture, However, when it comes to reggae, the issue is much more complex, being that one of the foundation and central principles of reggae music is that people of all races, colors, and religions should have the right to pursue whatever they want in life, regardless of who they are or where they come from. So when a white, or Latin, or Asian teenager from the suburbs wants to be a reggae singer, they're just following ideals instilled in them by listening to the music in the first place. Is that cultural appropriation? Or is that what reggae music is meant to be? There is really no one moment that defines an entire California roots movement. But like its Jamaican godfather, the music evolved from this rare convergence of natural forces. It takes years to align. And then at the right time, at the right place, with the right people, they all collide. For Cali Roots, many would argue this explosion occurred on July 30th, 1996, when MCA Records released the band Sublime's self-titled third album, and the world discovered what Cali's coastline had been rocking to for almost a decade. A punky, reggae, street and surf montage of sound that reflected life growing up in Long Beach, California in the 1980s. Frustrated suburban teenage angst, longing for a way to escape mediocrity, struggling to meet the unrealistic expectation of their parents. Teenagers that would later be labeled Generation X. And while the middle-class suburbs of LBC is a long way from the tenement yards of Trenchtown, Jamaica, reggae's birthplace, Bob Marley and his Kingston colleagues gave the world a precious gift, a roadmap. This blueprint on how to get the heck out of Dodge. They taught the world that no matter where you are in life, no matter the condition, the repression, the struggle, there's always a way out, always an escape. First, you have to stand up, rebel, sing like your life depends on it. And as Bradley Newell said, play your guitar like a motherfucking riot. So make sure you tune in Wednesday, May 1st for our very new podcast, Kingston to Cali, and our first episode, The Harder They Come, when we dial things back to 1973, when Jamaica's new socially conscious budding roots reggae movement intersects with the American hippies and a counterculture that had grown disillusioned the way that rock and roll sold out the Cultural Revolution. Enter Bob Marley, stage left.
Powered by RootslandNation.com. Listen to back episodes of the podcast. Stream original music. Check out the latest fashions. RootslandNation.com. We're your culture.